Welcome to the 60 Second Classics Show with Mike Camerlingo. Today we got a great show for you, and by we I mean me, because I am sitting in a room by myself. Zach and Slater, Saved by the Bell, they got into a fight. It's been 30 years since that eventful day, since that time where you said, wait, maybe this friendship isn't that strong. If two best friends could throw down over a girl, maybe I'm not that close with anybody in my life either. It really shook people. We should have seen it coming, because these dudes always had a rivalry. When they, early on, they were fighting over Kelly, and then they kind of get over it, and they're pals. But if you start out a friendship over like a beef, even if you squash it down, if something goes wrong, you're going to be like, yeah, oh yeah, I always wanted to fucking bundle you, bro. And that's what happened. It came flowing out of them because they both met a girl named Joanna. So if you want to see my breakdown, you can see the video version. It's 60secondclassics.com. Twitter is at mcamerlingo. Instagram is at 60secondclassics. And TikTok is at 60secondclassics. Although on TikTok, you're going to have to click through a warning on most of my videos that they deem this stuff sensitive content, which it's really a bummer for me, because one, it hides the videos, but it also just makes me think like, oh, Mike, what are you doing? You know, it's like, oh, sensitive content. You sure you want to watch it? You click OK. And it's like, hey, let's break down the fight from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. I'm like, Jesus, dude, I'm in my 30s, my late 30s. What the fuck is happening? Anyway, season 5, episode 14 from Saved by the Bell. This is called The Fight. This is on Netflix, and I think it's on Hulu, too. So if you haven't seen it in a while, worth a watch. Actually, a pretty funny episode. It's the first day of school, senior year, and Zach and Slater are straight up hazing people. This is like, these guys are like the seniors in Dazed and Confused. They don't have any paddles, but they might as well. They are just making kids eat shit, basically. So first scene, a freshman is looking around for a bathroom, and Zach's like, bro, we don't have bathrooms. You got to hold it until your dick explodes. And Slater comes over. He's like, no, don't listen to him. There's a bathroom on the roof. And I don't know if that's true or not. Is there a bathroom on the roof next to the pool, they said? So maybe they do have a pool. This is California. I don't know how things work out there. So they make the kid buy a fictional pass to go to the bathroom for $5. And you can see this kid's struggling, man. His first day of school, he's got his new sweater on. He's been ripping egg farts. You can tell it on his face. He's nervous. He's got that nervous stomach. But the boys take advantage of him. And you know what? That's the 90s, man. If you weren't bullying kids in the 90s, you're kind of a geek. And you didn't want to be a geek in the 90s. Unless you're a funny geek like Screech. Zach and Slater are straight up bullying people. They also kick kids out of the table they want to sit at the Max. Like, they walk into the Max and they're like, hey, get the fuck out of here, idiots. And everyone's like, oh shit, that's hilarious. So the whole episode is centered around the senior kickoff party, which is what it sounds like. Everybody, the seniors get together and fucking funnel Mountain Dew. I don't know what they're doing. So people need to pull in dates. Zach and Slater both separately meet the same girl. Her name's Joanna, and she's a new student. She's from Iowa. So they tell each other about it. Oh, you're never going to believe it. This girl, she's got great shoulders, man. She's so cool. She's so funny. Even though they have like a 30-second conversation with her, and she didn't seem that funny to me, but whatever. They have like a connection with her. And she does dress very stylishly, I will say that. So shout out to Joanna from Iowa. She's a catch. What can I say? She is a catch. So she walks into the Max, and both Zach and Slater are like, oh, there she is. And then they realize that rivalry that they had for Kelly is just coming back out. It's like, oh, I remember I wanted to bash your brains in with a fucking skateboard because you try to take Kelly. Which, sidebar here, either one of these guys should have just bowed out and been like, oh, maybe I'll just take Kelly. Kelly, will you go with me? That would have been a smart move. But they didn't want to do that. That's fine. They wanted that new blood. They wanted someone from Iowa. So they bring her over to the table. And Zach, in just an incredible dirtbag move, kicks Slater's chair out from under him when he's trying to sit. Hilarious. But if that's the start of this. Once someone kicks your chair out from under you when you're trying to sit down in front of a babe, that's like saying, hey, it's time to fight. That's saying we're not going to be okay until one of us is dead. So the other storyline going on throughout this whole thing is that Lisa meets this kid named Darren, and he's a freshman. And we don't know that until a couple minutes later. We find out he's getting tutored so he can play freshman basketball, which is hilarious. That means The first day of ninth grade, his grades were so bad in middle school that the freshman basketball coach was like, dude, you suck at school in eighth grade. You need to have a tutor so you can play freshman year. So that must mean Darren's fucking nasty on the court, and he's already getting recruited to play some ninth grade ball. So Kelly finds out that he's a freshman. She tells Jesse, and they do not do a thing a good friend should do. A good friend should right away tell Lisa, hey, you're dating a 14-year-old. Like, that's probably not cool. So they hide it from her. Lisa doesn't realize, and she's like, oh my God, did you guys hear that someone's trying to go out with a freshman? And they're like, oh, that's so crazy. Again, bad friend, bad friend. We'll get back to that in a sec. So back over to Zach and Slater and all the Joanna stuff. Zach invites Joanna over to do homework. And right away, this dude's trying to French. Like, he's not even like going over the homework. He has a couple of lines about a cumulus cloud that he's memorized, and she's like, damn, you're real smart. And Slater shows up in just a scumbag move. He shows up and with a leaf blower and he sucks up the homework. And Zach's like, dude, do you know how I got that homework? Like, I didn't do this on my own. I paid somebody for that homework. You're a fucking asshole. So Slater really amped it up right there. Zach kind of started it by kicking his chair up, and Slater goes, oh yeah, you want to have a nice little date? Well, guess what? Now you got no homework, and now you got no brain, bitch. Joanna, come with me. That's called taking it up. This is a clear escalation right here. So then we cut to the next night. Slater is at the movies with Joanna, and Joanna is like, thanks so much for finishing the homework with me last night. That was so awesome. So his plan is working. He fucking screwed Zach over by taking his homework, and he's got Joanna at the movies. Now, this is where things really ramp up. Zach pulls in what I would consider the biggest psycho move of all time. He hires a woman to pretend to be Slater's mom. Like, where'd he find this woman? Like, he found an actress? Is he auditioning women? Is he like, hey, do you want to do me a favor? Do you want to... I'll give you $20 and you pretend to be this high school kid's mom and ruin his date. This is like a Nathan for You type thing. This is the original Nathan for You. So the woman comes over and she's like, AC, it's my birthday. I thought we were going to go to the movies. And Joanna's like, dude, I'm not trying to get between you and your mom. Like, I do not want to get involved here. And Slater's like, this old broad ain't my mom. I've never seen her before in my life. And then Zach has Screech come down and say, hey, oh, it's Slater's mom. How you doing? Nice to see you again. Which is that's just diabolical. Diabolical planning by Zach. Now, you gotta remember this if you're Slater. If you're going up against Zach, this is mental warfare. So you might be able to steal his homework and a leaf blower, but Zach will be up all night trying to fuck you over. This man's psychotic. And this is only the beginning. You know Zach, he's got that batshit crazy in his eyes. He will make you insane. So that's what he's doing right here. He is ramping this shit up. So that's kind of where everything is when Slater confronts Zach the next day. Slater comes down the stairs and he's like, Zach, you are way out of line for fucking with my date. And Zach calls him a chump. And Slater's like, dude, chump? You call me a fucking chump? And again, this is boiling over from their days in 10th grade. When they were going after Kelly, they each had things in their soul that they didn't say, and now they're releasing him. Slater gets in Zach's face, and Zach's the one who makes first contact. He pushes him in a way that's like, you don't want to do this, AC, all right? I've been doing cocaine since the ninth grade. Like, you do not want to fuck with me. I got a giant cell phone. I steal credit cards. I'm going to start doing creatine. Don't fuck with me. And Slater, of course, is an all-state wrestler. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, I will fuck with you. So after Zach gives him a little push, Slater fucking pops him. He pops him into the lockers. And that's a pop where if you see someone do it, you go, okay, we're all having fun. Like this, like you get that nervous laughter where you're like, this is not great. Like this is not fun anymore. People aren't just wrestling. Someone's spine just exploded on a lock that you got to go right three times, left twice, right once. You don't want to be in this situation. Zach, he knows right away that he's in no man's land. So he turns and he fucking punches Slater. Now, once you punch your best friend in the face at 9 a.m., there's no turning back from that. There's no turning back. That means your friendship's over. That means it's time to brawl. And Slater grabs him like a true pro and just fucking tosses him over his shoulder. Now, everybody's standing around watching. All right? They're watching because they want to see Zach. I think Zach's the cool guy in school, but I think they want to see him get his fucking Ivan Drago hair knocked in, because he probably scammed them out of money at some point. He made them sign up for some fish of the month club and they never got a fish. And it's like, thanks, I got your mom's fucking routing number now. So they're into this. They want to see where this goes. No one joins the fight. People are just standing around chanting, fight, fight, fight. Lisa comes over because she doesn't know what's happening. She's like, why are people fighting? Why are these two guys fighting over a chick from Iowa? This chick's from Iowa. She doesn't shop where I shop. I'm from Beverly Hills, bitch. Are they near Beverly Hills? I don't know. I don't know geography. So Belden comes in with his wig and breaks it up. And shout out to Belden. Belden's wearing a wig this episode because he's trying to stay young. You know, I think he's trying to look more like his brother Rod. Shout out to Rod Belding, one of the best characters of all time. So we cut to the senior kickoff dance, and Lisa and Darren end up walking in together, and everybody goes silent. And Lisa's like, oh, don't worry, honey. They're just jealous. And it's like, no, Lisa, they're a little bit worried of getting pulled in on that statutory case they're making. Okay? He's 14, honey. All right, he's 14, you're 18. It's not quite it. Zach ends up coming in, and someone asks about Slater, and he goes, Slater who? Which is fuck, dude, that's, if you're in high school and you say, Slater who? Like, if you pretend you forgot someone's last name, ooh, that's some badass shit, man. That's some badass shit. So then he goes over to the punch bowl, and Slater is clearly holding the ladle. Is that what it's called, a ladle? You know, the scooper. And Zach just grabs his hand. He's like, I was here first, which again, psycho move. You cannot win a mental warfare game with Zach Morris. Don't even try. Dude's wearing a polo tucked into khakis. He will cut you mentally. So Slater's fucking pissed. He's like, he's wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt that goes past his elbows. He's not happy. And Zach again takes this. He starts it. He takes it up a notch and he throws the punch right into Slater's belly button. All right. And Slater returns the favor, throws it right back at Zach. Then Preppy takes it, dumps it down the back of Slater's shirt. So this is like, Zach really wants to fight. Again, you can't fuck with a guy like this. You can't do it. But Slater tries to go down to that level. And what he does is he takes the punch, he pulls the front of Zach's pants out, and he dumps the high C down the front of his pants, giving him high C dick. Now, once you give somebody high C dick, that means you want to fight. There's no turning back. Hey, man, why'd you fight? I gave him high C dick. Oh, it's cool. No problem. We all understand. That's just how life works. So as they're about to square off, Belding comes over with his wig. Like I said, he's trying to look like Rod Belding. He wants to look cool. He's having some kind of midlife crisis. We've been there. The boys start to go at it. Belding's wig falls off into the high C. And they kind of like snap to it, like, oh my God, what were we even fighting over? It was that girl from Iowa. Fuck you, pal. No, that's not how it ended. They were like, oh, that's so funny. We just remembered our principal, who's also our best friend, is bald. And we're best boys. So let's not throw it away over a girl who's going to move back to Iowa after one episode. So they do a handshake and they settle things. And you know what? Friends forever, my friend. Friends forever. And that's the fight. That's the episode. Overall, I would score the initial fight 10-9 Slater. I think it was pretty close. This is when Zach started beefing up a little bit. Like he's maybe on that pre-creatine diet. He starts to get a little buff in these later years. So again, Slater's got that wrestling technique. He can grapple. He can get low. He'll probably turn your fucking ankle like a right angle. But Zach will throw a couple haymakers and he's mental. I keep saying it, but he's mental. He'll take a key and like jab it into your earlobe. And you're like, dude, my brain's fucking bleeding. And he's like, I don't give a shit. Like, that's what Zach's going to do. So he's got that like psycho shit. Slater's got that technique and that ripped abs. So I think it would be closer than people think. A lot of people online are like, oh, Slater would kick his ass. Slater would kick his ass. Like, I don't know. Slater doesn't have cauliflower ear. If Slater had cauliflower ear, absolutely. Don't fuck with a guy with cauliflower ear. But Slater, I mean, bro, he struggled with Nedek. This ain't Nedek. Zach's from the streets, dude. Zach's from the streets. All right? He's got that cell phone. He'll hit you with it. He's not concerned. So overall, a big moment in my life, probably a big moment in your life, 30 years since Zach and Slater threw down in the halls of Bayside. The only thing that kind of rivaled this was when Corey and Sean threw down at John Adams High. That was one that really shook me up. But we'll talk about that another time. This has been the 60 Second Classics with Mike Camerlingo. Thank you for listening. Go to 60secondclassics.com. Twitter is at mcamerlingo. Instagram is at 60 Second Classics. And TikTok is at 60 Second Classics. I think there's a number somewhere in the description. Call and leave me a voicemail. I want to answer some voicemail questions and maybe make some videos. Thanks. I love you all. Good listening. Good shit. I'm out.